Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Jordan Richards and Tracy Davis with the Center Project, an LGBTQ+ resource and community center for Mid-Missouri. They spoke about some of the barriers transgender Missourians face when they need to go to the doctor for gender-affirming healthcare or even for a simple checkup. Here's Jordan.
I think that for trans people, even for things like a general checkup, there's always a fear of going to a doctor. I know that when they did the trans survey, it said something like 55% of people who sought care were denied for transition-related care. And then, I mean, there was also a percent of people who sought care for normal things and were had, you know, some sort of discrimination against them. So it's always a fear that when you're going to a doctor, even if it's not for transition-related care, that you're still going to get some sort of discrimination against you. And as far as transition-related care, I mean, most people who go, I think we're lucky that we've sort of, with the blender and here in the Mid-Missouri community, we sort of found a way to build a community that we can disseminate information about, doctors who know what they're talking about, who know what they're doing, who are friendly. But a lot of places, especially like where I'm from in rural Missouri, there's no way to access gender-affirming healthcare there because there's no doctors who will do it. And if they say they'll do it, then you are going to have to teach them how to be a doctor for gender-affirming healthcare. And it's just, it's really hard. And it's something that I think trans people all over the state struggle with. And I know, a lot of people have had negative experiences with physicians.
One obstacle that a lot of people run into, and Jordan has talked about this before, is avoidance of going to the doctor in the first place because you're not sure what sort of treatment you're going to get while you're there. Okay, so story time. I'll tell you a little story. Now, I went through a lot of effort to get my name to be Tracy Davis. It wasn't always that. I used to go by a different name, but that name had a lot of painful memories for me. It wasn't something that matched my gender identity. And so I went through a day in court and a couple $100 to get rid of it. And so imagine my dismay. The first time I went to the doctor's office, and I walk in and I sign up and I sit down and I've got my little highlights magazine and I'm waiting. And what do I hear across the page in a room full of people? But my dead name right there. Now, I, at the time, was presenting as much feminine realness as you see right now. I didn't look like my name at all, but I had to meekly raise my hand and walk to the desk. And it basically outed me to the whole room of people as a transgender person, which I'm proud to be a transgender person. But unfortunately, there are situations where being outed in public can be a threat to your personal safety. And, you know, it also just wasn't a good time for me, I'll be honest. I wasn't excited to sign up to go to the doctor again. So just simple things like updating paperwork, making it easy to change so that people are treated with respect when they go to the doctor.
That was Tracy Davis and Jordan Richards with the Center Project, speaking about some of the barriers to healthcare that exist for transgender Missourians. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Hannah France. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.